Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Welcome to another session of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. And today we have a very special guest. We have Jane Dawson, who's going to be helping us to connect with our angels. But first of all, we're going to say hello to Gary and Marika. Are you there?
Yes.
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
You.
What happened already?
Everyone speaking at the same time.
You know, you can't always be in Blog Talk Radio.
We're both giving the courtesy pause and allow the other one to talk, and then after we both pause, we both started talking. That's the way it always works. Anyway,
well,
hi everyone. Hi, Jane.
Hiya. Oh dear. As I was saying, we have a very special guest all the way from Scotland, and it's Jane Dawson, and she's going to be telling us how she is going to help us to connect with the angels, and she does an angel therapy. She is a medium as well, and hopefully she's going to be on here next week as a special guest again to give you messages from your angels. So we need callers next week. Don't forget, call in next week. And the people in the chat room writing funny things, Thunder Dawnbringer is saying, I'm beside myself. Have you got a
Thunder Dawnbringer, good to see you, my brother. I haven't seen you in a long
time.
Good to see you. Aho. Lila Washtelo. Anyway, we have an exciting show today with Jane, and I'm looking forward to speaking with her and having her on here in a little bit.
Anyway, we're going to do a very appropriate song to open up with. We're going to do Robbie Williams' Angels, one of the best songs out.
Sounds perfect.
I love it.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall. Call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know
shall I post the link first for everybody before we bring Jane on? Okay.
Why don't we do that in your own fashion, how you do that, Marika?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that?
Okay. I shall explain because I see a lot of guests and new people in the chat room. Welcome to our show. We always share a YouTube link. And if you click on it, you pause the player on YouTube and mute the sound. And then you have a little bit of time to preload the video while our guest is speaking. And then we're going to see it later. And if you have done it, please send a heart in chat so that we can see that you're ready for it. So,
right.
Thank you. Now we can bring up
the
lovely guest on.
Click the link, pause the player, lower the sound, and send a heart in the chat room. And in the meantime, we'll bring on our guest, Jane Dawson. Jane, are you there?
I am, Gary. Good evening to you.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am perfect, thank you.
Good. And how are the ladies this evening?
Yes, you?
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank
and you.
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Aww. Yeah, Jen is in her shower, and Marika is in her closet over in her
All room. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, am I in the shower?
That's
can you hear water running? I'm really looking forward to hearing about your angel therapy because it might be a bit similar to therapeutic channeling, which is the one I do. That's using angel power as well. So I'm so interested in hearing how yours might be different from mine. Not that it matters, you know.
No, it's all from the same source, Jan, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Really,
yeah?
So you can't go wrong with it when there's slight tweaks. I'm a Reiki master myself as well, but I just love using the angelic energies to help and to heal people in any way that I can.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Anyway, I think, is Gary going to ask you some questions? Are you there, Gary?
I could, yes.
Would you like to know a little bit about angels, Gary?
I would love to know about angels.
How does that sound?
I come from a Native American background where we didn't have angels. And I still don't know from angels other than, you know, I've learned a lot more through being on the radio and talking to people. But,
of course.
To me, the angels were the eagle and the hawk and the spider and the crow in the natural world. Those were the angels that I... The angel modalities, I guess, if you will, that I came to learn.
And I can understand that, Gary. I have a very strong Native American influence with me as well. And one of my spirit helpers is a Native American. And his name is Standing Bear. He's also known as Spirit Walker. So I'm very much in tune with that energy as well. But it's lovely to be able to work with the different energies in the spirit world.
Yes, and I like to look at the things that are different and focus on what makes them similar. You know, we can look at the different modalities or different things, all of us. But I understand that, you know, what I focus on increases. So with that in mind, I don't like to focus on differences. What I like to focus on are similarities, how we are similar.
And the world of all these beautiful things, these energies, these beings have been made by the Great Spirit and sent to help us on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a massive similarity. There's the umbrella that ties it all together to me.
Of course.
But certainly the difference between the angels and, you know, loved ones who have lived on this planet, or perhaps people, you know, who guide us who have lived as well on this planet, is that angels have never had a human life. They've never encountered a lifetime on this planet, because what they are energies of pure love and pure joy, and they don't suffer from ego, Gary. So when they come into your life to help you, they see through you and your human frailties, and what they see is the beautiful spiritual you, the real you, the true you, and they're with you all the time, trying their best to help you have the most wonderful life, the best experience, the most learning that your soul can have, in this planet, this planet Earth, that is really is a school for learning on our soul's journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's surprisingly easy to connect with your angels, because everyone has a guardian angel, at least one, perhaps more than one, and they're with you from before birth, and they accompany you all the way through your journey on this planet, and they don't leave you till you're safely delivered home to the spirit world again. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. It's wonderful news.
It's wonderful news. And, you know, they try and help you. They try and help you by whispering things in your ear, or by giving you intuitive feelings or knowings, or if your heart pulls you in a certain direction. You can be sure that is your guardian angel trying to influence you. But you know what? They can only do that in subtle ways, because unless you say to them, angels, help me with this situation, this problem, this life, they can't come in and interfere with anything that you're doing. But if you do ask them, then they're more than happy to do everything to help you along this journey and to ease your way. Now, Guy, I'm having a bit of feedback as I'm speaking to you here. Is it sounding good at your end?
It sounds good at my end.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you
I'm hearing myself about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. What you need to do is pause the player up in the upper right-hand corner of your chat room. Apparently, it started again. Either that or just close it out altogether. You're getting audio from that.
Yes, I'm getting audio from that. Okay.
There is about a 15-second delay from the time we speak to the time they actually hear it, and that's what you're getting is that delay. So.
Okay.
And that's
telling
you that's what was maddening.
You were, and it is telling me it's off. But never mind. We'll just continue. The angels will help me. I'm going to ask the angels to help blot this out, and we'll just continue.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually,
so,
I think you've logged in twice, Jane. I think you've logged in twice as two guests. So I think you need to close the other page down if you've got two pages open.
Okay, my dear, I will check that out right now. Okay. I'll keep speaking
to you as I do this, though. Yeah, are you also an angelic Reiki healer as well? And is that different from the from what you're going to be doing today?
Yeah, no, I'm not on the angelic Reiki, Nasui version of Reiki. But you know what? I tend to work with the angels more than I do with the Reiki now, because a lot of angel healing, it's involved with speaking to people and emotional healing, as well as, if you like, hands-on healing or energy healing. And, you know, the modalities for working with the angels, you can use cards, or you can work through your intuition. They'll channel through you. They'll show you all clairaudience, clairvoyance. They'll work all through your clair senses. So it's a wonderful way, because so much disease, all disease, if you like, starts in the mind and the spirit. So really we're addressing it, you know, at that level. And often I'll have someone come for either an angel meeting or an angel healing, and they want to ask about a specific topic. Say they want to ask about their current relationship, but the angels are desperate to tell them perhaps about their own self-esteem. So when we're working with the angels, they go very, very deep into your blocks in life. So they're not working at all at a surface level. As I said before, they see you as your beautiful soul. They know the person that you really are, and they understand about our personalities and about what blocks us and from having the best life we can. And that is where they really want to come in and try and help you heal and remove these blocks.
Yes, I tend to channel through the angels, and when I'm writing letters or messages, sometimes I don't remember thinking what I've written. It just sort of comes out from my fingertips, you know. And someone's asking if they can call, but can I just say, can you call next week, Ori? Because Jane will be taking calls next week, but she's not taking calls this evening.
Yeah, we'll be able to devote much more time in next week's show toward readings and so forth. So, tune in next week and give us a call, and she'd be happy to read you.
I'd be lovely to speak to you. Do you know what I would like to do just now, if you're okay? I would like to choose a card for all the listeners. Would that be okay?
Brilliant. Yeah, fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Okay. So I've chosen one from the Archangel Michael deck, and it says, explore your options. And I've got a beautiful white horse, and you will never believe what sort of angel is riding this horse, Gary. A North American Indian with wings.
Can you believe that?
So all you listeners out there.
For Ori. Sorry.
For
Ori,
yes. Can I just finish telling you a little bit about this card?
Finish up this one and then we'll do the next one.
Okay, so I want to advise all the listeners out there to explore your options. And I know from this card that the horse is actually a unicorn, and I know you must have beautiful spiritual energy within all your listeners. And I really feel that we have got the most amazing energies, because you know that unicorns are a very, very pure spiritual energy. So I know that's what's coming from yourselves and your listeners. So that is really fantastic. Okay, and the prayer, there's a little prayer at the bottom of this card. Let me read this to you. Dear God, thank you for your wisdom and love, helping me see, understand, and assess all of my alternative options. Please guide me in the best direction for my health, happiness, and life purpose. Sorry, I hope you didn't hear my update there. So really, the angels are inviting you here to help them in all the areas of your life. What I've been talking about, they've asked me to pick a card that directly asks all the listeners to ask their angels to guide them in the best direction for their health, happiness, and life purpose. So how fantastic.
Yep.
You also have many healers working with you. Many, many healers, and there's going to be some fantastic healing growth from your show. So well done, you guys.
Thank you.
So, is it Ori who wants the card picked?
Yes, Ori. O-R-Y. Yes.
Is Ori a boy or a girl?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Okay, Ori, I've picked one for you, and that is patience. Now is the time to learn, study, and gather information. Enjoy being a student, because in the future, you will synthesize your knowledge into action. So I don't know if you are learning just now, Ori, but most definitely I can tell from this card that there's a healing ability within you. I also can tell from this card that life has been somewhat difficult and emotional in the past, but I would like you to know the angels on those inner side are most certainly healing you. I know as well that you have periods of loneliness here, and please ask the angels to help you with anything in your life just now which may be causing that. I'd also like to say to Ori that they are a very creative personality and a very strong psychic streak with them, and the angels are trying to guide them. Now, there's either a father or a grandfather as well for this person, and they're very much coming forward to say hello. So much love to Ori from myself and the angels.
And me.
Oh,
and yes,
me.
Perfect.
And me, of course.
You were beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you, Jane.
Oh, you're welcome.
Gorgeous. Anyway,
so
Jane is going to be doing a gorgeous meditation in a little while, aren't you, Jane? Have you finished telling us about everything you wanted to mention at the moment?
Well,
because
I just wanted to quickly tell you how to connect with the angels. In fact, I'll hold off until before the meditation. I'll tell you about that then.
Yeah, do it then.
Okay.
Because if there's anything
that
else you want to say, being that you're on next week, you can say more about it next week if you like. And I won't be here next week, by the way. I will be on holiday.
Have a lovely holiday, Dan.
I'll see you the week after. So we're going to press the link in a moment when Marika counts us down, and we're going to watch the video of 100,000 Angels. Absolutely gorgeous song by Bliss.
Okay, everybody ready? Then we are going to click on the link as soon as I do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play and enjoy the video.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We have the candle ceremony every week because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind, to Mother Earth and the nature wave. So I'm lighting my candle and my incense. And when we've got the candles lit, we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to ask Archangel Michael and all the other angels to assist us. So we're going to say the names three times. We're going to say, Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. And thank you too. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And most importantly, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the Christ angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides and inspirers, guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 21 therapists in the chat room and some 150 listeners out there in Cyberland. And before we bring our beautiful guest Jane Dawson on to do the special meditation that she has for us to connect with our angels, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sian. That was really beautiful.
Dearest Way Showers,
I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And this week we have the beautiful Jane Dawson to guide us through a lovely meditation.
and Joey.
Hello again. Hello again, Marika and listeners. I am aware, and we spoke about connecting with the angels. I just want to assure you that it's so easy to connect with your guardian angels. Stand ready to help you at any time. All you have to do is just think, help the angels, write to them, sing to them, even shout to them if you're in such an emotional place. And they hear you. They always hear you. You can ask for a sign that they've heard you. And look out for that sign. So often as a white feather, that is angels calling cards. I've had coins in my shoes. I've had all sorts of things happening. Just to the angels to say, we are here, we've heard you, we are helping you. So when you see that sign, when you get that help, just send up a thank you, because that is all they want, and that will put a big smile on your angel's beautiful face. Now, I just want to just take you closer to them, so let's just take a moment and all take a beautiful big in-breath. Let's just relax ourselves. Nothing else matters at this moment. There is only this moment. Keep taking two or three lovely deep breaths and just center yourself. Now as you do this, just hold the wish and the intention to connect with your guardian angels. Guardian angel, please make your presence known at this time. Please make your presence felt right now. Just be aware of any changes round about you. Air pressure changes, temperature changes, touching your hair, a touch in your arm, a subtle sign that your angel is around. Help us to enjoy a life of peace and harmony with our higher will and God's will enacted. Now each angel has a vibration which translates into the human mind as a name. This may sound like an everyday name or an unusual name, perhaps even a biblical name. Just breathe, breathe and gently tune in again. Guardian angel, please tell us your name. Please say it loudly and clearly so I may understand. Now pay attention to the first name that pops into your head or the first name you hear. Trust. This would also be a wonderful time to ask any questions. So I'll give you a moment to connect with your guardian angel and ask him a question. Listen and trust. The answer to your question may also come through in thoughts, feelings, visions, or words that come to you, especially in your quiet times or when you are falling asleep. Don't push or stress, because that will only block communication. If you don't hear an answer right now, rest assured that the angels have heard you, and that you will certainly receive the answer later. We ask the angels to give physical signs, to still give us that faith, trust and hope, and to remind us that they are always with us. Please remind us to ask for your help much more often, and to say thank you when it is given. Thank you, angels, for helping us, protecting us, and keeping us at peace. And so it is.
Oh.
the angel's voice of Sarah McLachlan there. And right now we're going to close the chakras for the people who want to close theirs. Not everyone does. But if you're new to meditating, I suggest that you close them just as much as you feel comfortable. And to do that, we pretend we have the doors. We'll go to the top of the head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Then to the solar plexus, close that one. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. And down to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. And he's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, keeping you safe and secure until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angels for being here today. We hope that they're in the archives for people listening. We want to thank Jane for the beautiful meditation, Marika and Gary, but don't go yet, because we're going to bring Jane back on in just a moment. Thank you. Are you there, Marika? Or Jane? I think Jane,
Jane is here.
About the music.
Jane is here with us.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm here, John.
And I'll stop the music.
I'm here too.
Hi, Jane.
Hi guys. Hi, listeners. I just wanted to say that beautiful music that was playing, one track was called Home, and one track was called Beneath My Angel Wings. And it's by a friend of mine called Yatri, that's Y-A-A-T-R-I, and he channeled this music from the angelic realms, and it's so healing. There's been tests done on it, and it, you know, it's got autistic children to speak, so there's angel vibration in every note, and really, it's so wonderful. So if you want to find out more, www.brainheartmusic.com. Or you can find them on YouTube, Punit Yatri, that's P-U-N-I-T Yatri, and you can hear all about how the music was delivered to him. And I would also like to wish angel blessings upon you and all your listeners. And the angels did tell me that they were sending healing throughout that program. So bless you all. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Anytime, Jane.
Oh, you're sweet.
Wow, brilliant.
I look forward to being with you again next week. I'll be taking callers and getting the angels to give messages directly to the people that call in. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I'll miss it. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss
that. Oh, you'll miss it. I'll take your laptop with you, Jan.
Oh, I won't be able to do.
Catch it in archives. In the meantime, if anyone's in the Scotland area, I'd like to just give a mention to my little centre, which is johnsonspiritualistchurch.com. We're on a Thursday night, and anyone's very welcome to come along and reconnect with our loved ones in the spirit world, or to sit in our circle, find out a little bit more about the spirit world and their psychic abilities.
That sounds great.
We have a fun time.
I'm about 100 miles down the M6 from you.
No. Well, now, that's only 2 hours, Jan, so you can move in for one night.
Oh, try
and arrange something.
Oh.
Okay, much love to you all. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Jenny. Yeah. In fact, how are we doing for time? Have we got time for a caller or now or not?
We have 23 minutes left in the show, and I do believe that is time enough for a caller.
Oh, it
23 minutes left, guys.
22, actually. Mm. Yeah.
22.
So those desiring a reading today, feel free to call in. We do have a little bit of time before we press on.
Yeah, we must have got on with it tonight. We usually mess about and manage to just scrape in with the last song in the last few seconds, don't we?
This is a thing with the Scots people, Jan. We rush through everything. We talk very quickly and we rush through.
I
think we only take half the time to take everyone else. I've chosen a card. If you want to choose
a card for anyone in the chat room that you can see, Jane, feel free to do that, because I'm sure somebody in the chat room would love to have a reading. And there's loads of people in there.
For someone who has a relation, a relative that's passed recently, or a friend perhaps, I have picked a card from them, so I don't know if the listener could identify themselves. I feel it's a male.
Can you give him a bit more information?
Once I can shoot you, the card says, it's an Archangel Michael card, it says that you and your loved ones are safe. I feel that this person has had some issues with housing and perhaps work as well. And they've been finding it difficult to look on the positive side of life. I want this person to know indeed that they have very strong healing abilities. I think they're unsure at this moment in time. I do feel like it's a man that I'm looking for here. And also, this person has certainly seen something from the spirit world that he hasn't quite understood. He's had a vision of something. Is anyone fessing up to that, Jan?
I don't know. Could you put a heart up if you recognise yourself in any of what Jane was saying? If you put a heart up in the chat room, we can maybe ask you some questions.
This person's very creative, Jan. They may be a painter.
Yeah.
They may have the ability to paint or create psychic art. Very strong views and opinions about things, I feel. And there's a vibrancy to them that may not have been revealed as yet.
Right. So if you recognise yourself at all in any of that, could you put a heart up in the chat room, please? Was it you, Kristen? Kristen, did you think that was... Sorry, go on, Jane.
Person, I think, has probably been trying to look after their body and their health as well. They may even have been working out.
And you do think it's a man?
I feel like it's a man, or if it's a lady, then there must be very much a man to the extreme front of their mind.
Well, Mark's putting a heart up, so it's possibly Mark that you're speaking about.
Well, I think it's Mark. He put a heart up, MSL 78.
Yeah,
Mark.
I'd love to, I can't see Mark on the screen because I'm just talking to you through Skype, but Mark, has Mark has someone that's passed, does Mark have a grandmother in the spirit world?
Can you call in at all, Mark?
Good idea, Jan.
Yeah, if you could call in, the phone number is on the chat page and it's 001 from the UK. Because I know that Mark's over here. 00146 2 9. Oh, gee whiz, I've got the wrong teeth in. These are the dogs. It's 00146 9 2 9 0 4 6 1. 00 from here. So if anyone can phone in, if it's you, Mark, if you could phone in.
I'll keep speaking while you're waiting. This person has a fantastic healing resource at their fingertips, but I don't think they're fully tapped into it yet. They may not even realise that they are a healer. And also, they're a fantastically spiritual person. They are almost certainly mediumistic, almost certainly.
Yeah.
There's a great passion about this person as well. And I feel this person loves to explore things, loves to explore all aspects of life, and is very much a lover of nature, and may even be like a rock climber or someone that goes into caves, or certainly likes exploring nooks and crannies out in nature.
Wow.
Okay. There may also be an interest here with, again, the Native American Indians.
Yeah.
And there may be an interest in yoga here, or in the Kundalini energy in particular. I know the angels are showing me. I'll just keep talking until Mark gets a chance to ring. But the angels are showing me that they're very much around him, and they're sending feathers. He must have seen feathers.
Have you been seeing feathers, Mark?
What's he saying?
I don't know. We need to wait for the delay.
All right. Okay.
Sometimes it takes a long time to connect up with the phone number, but maybe if you just press a click to talk, it might be quicker.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, usually with Mark, he does connect with the click to talk, so give him an opportunity to do that. Okay, he said he's called in.
Oh, he's called in.
I don't see
wow.
him. I don't see him on the switchboard yet, so we need to wait for him to press the
we can't
one.
See you, Mark. Press the one, Mark.
Press the one so we can see you. I don't see that he's called in as of yet.
Just let me say then that the spirit world has great things in store for Mark. Should he choose to go down that route and use his spiritual gifts, he must be able to see auras quite clearly with his spirit vision. With his physical vision, but he's very much a person. I don't think he's looking at his full potential at the moment. I think he's feeling quite down about things round about him. So he's probably not even thinking along the spiritual road. But I must tell him that there's many, many gifts there.
Wow. And in fact, Thunder Dawnbringer is saying that it sounds like you're describing him as well. And
right.
He's been seeing wild turkey feathers.
Wild turkey feathers. That's perfect. I don't mind if they've been falling from the sky. Does this man live near mountains or has been to a mountainous place recently? The Thunder Man?
Who lives near mountains or been to a mountainous place lately? In fact, Mark has called in and he's caller 030. Can you see him yet?
I still not seeing him yet. No.
You've got to press 1 on the little telephone thing, Mark. Now call again, he says. If it was Thunder Dawnbringer you were describing, I'm sure that if Mark rings in, you can give him a message as well. But it would be good if Thunder rings in next week, possibly.
When you say Thunderdome, I'm liking that name. It feels good when I look at this card.
Drawn to him, right?
I feel drawn to him, and he may have.
Well, maybe we can get him to call in. Call in.
He lives right beside Mount Diablo in California, so you could be speaking about both of them. You know, sometimes when you get his messages through, sometimes if you've got two people, you can get a mixed message for both of them, can't you?
The spirit world will attempt to speak to both people if they can with the one reading, very much
so. Yeah.
too much. So, but I don't know whether Thunderdome is familiar with Pele, the fire goddess, whether that would mean anything to him, or whether he's walked in fire, he's done a fire walk, or something relating to fire.
Okay, well, now we have Mark on the line now.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'll go ahead and bring him in.
Okay.
Bear with me a moment. Mark, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Hi, Mark.
Hello there. I'm just getting
my
computer mic at the moment. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm quite well.
You're quite well. You sure about that, Mark?
Yeah.
You're doing okay. Are you a painter, Mark?
Yeah.
Can you paint? Perfect, right. I feel very much with you that your art is inspired by spirit. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just as I'm connecting
with you in the voice, on your voice link, I've got to tell you very strongly that they want you to work with art, okay?
Yeah.
And it'll be very, very healing art, so you're going to be using lots of bright, beautiful, vibrant colours, and I want to see where you're doing large, what do they call these things, like frames, you know, large paintings. Canvases, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just want you to ask the spirit world to come close and inspire you. And I really feel that they're going to be so healing for people. And what's more, I feel you will be able to actually sell these canvases, Mark.
Yeah, that sounds very significant, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure as I tune into you here, you may find that you're drawing angels and other spirits in and amongst your artwork as well. I think he's gone now. Are you still there, Mark?
He's on click to talk, and that's
I'm so sorry. I think we get most of the message out to Mark there.
Yeah.
The spirit world really wants him to do that.
And we also have Thunder Dawnbringer on the line, 925 area code. Brother, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
How you doing, man?
Fabulous,
Jerry.
Thanks. How about everybody else?
Hi,
hello.
Are you awesome?
Wonderful.
Hi. Shall we call you Thunder?
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. You sound lovely, Thunder. You have a completely different energy to what I was initially picking up with this card, because I think you're a fairly chilled type of person. Chilled, relaxed, easygoing.
Laid back, for sure.
Laid back, exactly. Yeah. And in this card, I was looking at someone that was, was really quite down, almost depressed, and I certainly don't feel that that is you when I look at this card. But what I do want to talk about with you is where there might be brightly coloured jewellery round about you. Now, this might be on a lady, or it might be something you're involved with. Can you understand that?
Brightly colored jewelry. That's interesting. We were just at an art fair yesterday looking at that.
Right.
At all kinds
awesome.
Of wonderful stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you and your partner?
Yeah. Actually, I was with my parents and my wife.
And your wife. Okay, is your partner interested in making some jewellery or some dream catchers or something that involves brightly coloured beads?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I'll have
because
to
I
ask
just
her.
Feel as, I do feel there's a lady around about you that would be very talented at making this type of thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a
yeah.
child? Do you have a?
No.
You do have a child, just now, Thunder?
Not yet.
Not yet. I hope you don't mind me saying, I do very strongly sense the energy of a child round about you.
Yeah,
so
we're looking forward to that. But
yeah, okay. And if I said it would be a boy first, maybe you can come back to me in about 18 months and let me know.
Sure.
Okay. I want to say to you, do you paint yourself, Thunder?
I don't. Let's see. I think of myself as an artist, but I've never really done any painting.
Right. Okay. Well, there is certainly a creativity within you, very much so. Is it yourself that's interested in Pele, the goddess Pele, or something to do with fire?
What?
A fire walk?
I've just been studying mythology in class, in school, and one of the goddesses we studied recently was Pele.
Yeah, okay. Can I please say that she's very strong with you, her energy? She
say
wants
that again?
To be beside you.
Oh, wow.
Her energy is very strong with you in thunder, so she does want to work with you. So if her qualities appeal to you to work with them, then that is very much the way to go.
Indeed.
Now, there's a lot of strong energy around about you. Are you self-employed at this moment?
No, not at the moment. I have been in the past.
Yeah, I feel that's very strong with you. Okay. There's also a very strong healing energy available, a very strong healing pool available. You must spend a lot of time in the ocean. You must have swum with dolphins.
Not that I know of, but I love the dolphins, so I feel connected with them.
You love the dolphins, yeah. You are
I've also been told that dolphins often incarnate as Tibetans, and I'm married to a Tibetan, so there might be an interesting
fantastic.
Kind of indirect connection.
It might be, but I do feel very much that you will actually do that. There's something about a river or a lake or something where you've been, around about where you live, that's very special to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Right. When you're there, you have a very strong connection to nature and the spirit world.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So, if there is anything you want to do or ask for, then do it there. Also, if you meditate there, you will have a lot of information downloaded to you.
Yeah, I've experienced that many times.
Okay. Are you a married man yet, Thunder?
Yeah,
because I do see a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been recently married?
Yeah, just over a year.
Over a year, yeah, because I do see a very new ring going on, and I feel it's going on to your finger for some reason.
Hmm.
Did you buy a ring at the art show?
My wife received a gift at the art show that was a ring, and it was like a flower ring. It was really awesome.
A flower ring.
Wow.
Well, that is fantastic. And, you know, as you say that, I know very much your lovely wife is coming into bloom, just like the flower ring. So when I talk about bloom, I talk about developing a movement, and also it talks about that fertility.
Mm.
I'll let you just run with that, Thunder. Thank you so
Definitely.
Much for talking to
you. You've got a lot to run with now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and you know, it's been quite some time since I've connected with the gold ring and whatnot, and today I just had to get online and had to listen for some reason. So.
Mm-hmm. Now,
good to hear you, my brother.
Now you know the reason why.
Sure.
There is very much the spirit world is trying to guide you very much. But you have to look out for that guidance in unusual places, Thunder. Don't always look at expected sources or places for it. That's the message I have to leave with you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jane. But we're going to have to cut you there because we're going to have to say goodnight, God bless. And next week, Jane is on again if you want to phone in. And we're just about running out of time, aren't we, Marika? Do you want to say goodnight, Marika and Gary?
Yes, I want to thank you all for being here, and especially Jane for the beautiful, beautiful reading and the meditation. I'm looking forward to next week. Let's see, and then we take callers, so everybody, we'll meet you next week. And I'd love to play out with a beautiful song of Sean Christie.
Oh, thank
called
you.
Hymn
yes,
to the Angel of Peace. And, of course, we let Gary say goodbye.
First. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jane. And thank you, Gregory. It's good to hear your voice again. And thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Many blessings.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, as well, for phoning in. And don't forget to do the meditation on the 10th of the 10th. That's this Sunday coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
At 10 past 10, wherever you are in the world, get yourself a piece of clear quartz and a piece of pink crystal and just connect with Mother Earth and everyone else who's connecting with the grid on Sunday, 10th of the 10th. Thank you very much. Good night. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye. Good night. It's a blessing.
Thanks.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Recognize.